Let's talk about policy reforms and key initiatives which were announced in the Union Budget 2022-2023. The Finance Minister, Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman, commenced her speech of Union Budget 2022-23 by stating that the nation is celebrating its 75th year of independence and that the government aims to achieve the vision of PM's address on Independence Day, which sets out the vision for India for its 100th year of independence. The important goals set out by the budget are as under: complementing the macroeconomic level growth focus with a microeconomic level all-inclusive welfare focus, promoting digital economy and fintech, technology-enabled development, energy transition and climate action, as well as relying on virtuous cycle state starting from private investment with public capital investment, helping to crowd in private investment. Accordingly, this budget has been prepared with a futuristic and inclusive approach to give a blueprint to manage the economy for the next 25 years, that is from India at its 75th year to its 100th year of independence. The budget aims at economic expansion and growth. It is being termed as a plain-speaking, simple-to-understand, uncomplicated budget which has prepared the foundation for the resurgent India for India of tomorrow. The budget delivers strongly on the market expectations of a capital expenditure push to help India emerge from the shocks of the COVID-19 waves in the past 2 years. The huge thrust on the capex by government will itself have a catapulting effect on the economy with a 4x multiplier. Most of the outlays will go towards the development and creation of physical, digital and social infrastructure in the country. It will generate demand, jobs, provide impetus to the private investment, and all different sectors of industry and services will stand to gain. The policy reforms and key initiatives as contemplated under the budget may be categorized as under. The first one is infrastructure, which subsumes digital, physical and social infrastructure. Sustainable development and climate action, ease of doing business and ease of living, micro, small and medium enterprises, investments including public capital and private investments, other miscellaneous regulatory reforms and measures. Let's talk about infrastructure. What are the changes in infrastructure? When we talk about digital infrastructure, agriculture and food processing, delivery of digital and high-tech services to farmers in public-private participation mode. Secondly, anytime, anywhere post office savings. In 2022, 100% of 1.5 lakh post offices to come on the core banking system, enabling financial inclusion and access to accounts through net banking, mobile banking, ATMs, etc. for the betterment of farmers and senior citizens in rural areas. With respect to digital banking units, the government has proposed to set up 75 digital banking units in 75 districts of the country by scheduled commercial banks to ensure that the benefits of digital banking reach every nook and corner of the country in a consumer-friendly manner. Regarding digital payments, financial support for digital payments ecosystem announced in previous budget to continue in 2022 and 23, as well as to encourage further adoption of digital payments. Focus to promote use of payment platforms that are economical and user-friendly. Regarding e-passports, issuance of e-passports using embedded chip and futuristic technology will be rolled out in 22 and 23 to enhance convenience for the citizens in their overseas travel. We have also seen central bank digital currency announcement. In regard to give boost to digital economy, the government proposed to introduce digital rupee using blockchain and other technologies. It will be a formal legal tender to be issued by the Reserve Bank of India starting 2022-23 for more efficient and cheaper currency management system. The other crypto assets do not have backing of the government of India and therefore cannot be used as a digital currency. Promoting e-connectivity in villages. Like urban areas, all villages and its residents to have access to e-services, communication facilities and digital resources. The contracts for laying optical fiber in all villages, including remote areas, will be awarded under the BharatNet project through PPP in 2022-23 with a target of completion in year 2020-25.